Good morning, people of the planet Earth. This is your captain speaking, Phileas Camblus from the planet Zod. That's actually really my voice. I got back about 1:30 last night after spending an enjoyable evening with Margaret, Kelsey, Chelsea, and Lloyd, who is gesturing at me in odd ways. Hello, dog. So back at Sarah's house, and I'm just heading into Austin downtown for the last part of the trade show that I'll get to see. I'm going to be away by about 1:00. Everybody seems to be flying out today, or if they've not left already. Lloyd, however, being the nomad that he is doing a whole bunch of stuff again while he's over here. He did the similar thing last year, which was very odd to me because I got to a hotel and bumped into a bunch of English people and thought, okay, everybody's here. And then I turned to my right and magically appeared like Mr. Ben, which was quite scary because I'd never seen Lloyd at South Byke before, I don't think. Had I? Had I seen you before that? That's right. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, right. But it was still a shock because you'd been travelling via train, and you looked like a man who had acquired lots of knowledge.
Wild man.
Yeah. So, what are you doing this year? You've got a ticket to ride.
I do have a ticket to ride. I have a 30-day Amtrak rail pass, which gives me 12 journeys within 30 days, and I started in San Francisco on the 1st of March, and I'm ending up in New York City on the 31st of March, and everything in between is up to me and my online social network to work out. So I'm staying with people, I'm staying with friends I know from online, some of whom I've met before, you know, some people I know, like lovely Sarah.
Yeah.
But also people that I've known online but have never actually met, and people who are just friends of friends. Mm-hmm. But I'm also just kind of, I'm using my blog and Twitter and Facebook to help me make decisions about what I do next. I'm not planning it all out, and I don't know where I'm going next.
Mm. So what has been the most poignant moments, not just this trip, but over other trips? Because I can imagine that, you know, there is a certain amount of process control to the blogging side of things and capturing moments and documenting stuff and having the time to do that. And you have to be around places where there's power and connectivity and stuff. How have you found all that?
Well, I'm trying not to constrain the experience by documenting all the time. The most unconnected I've been was in the middle of a 43-hour train journey between Seattle and Milwaukee, where for one day, I was traveling between, I was going across Montana and North Dakota, and there was no mobile phone signal at all. I couldn't get on Twitter, obviously, but I even couldn't call people or do texts or anything. So.
Should we set up a service for geeks who want to go cold turkey and use that as the route?
Use that, exactly. Just put them on the train and just go, you ain't gonna talk to nobody.
Just padded out like rail carriages with like people bouncing off the walls because they can't get online.
But it's great because you get to, you know, I look out the window. I'm forced to be in the moment with this stuff and look out the window, do some writing, perhaps do some meditation, or I don't have any books with me. I'm not reading because that always for me. Reading is a very powerful thing. Mm. It takes me out of out of the current situation. And if I had a book, I would have just, instead of experiencing traveling all the way through those two states, I would have been off in Narnia or something, wherever I was.
I totally understand what you mean by that. And I also get the whole documenting thing. I guess for me, when I have journeys like that, even the 1,000 miles from Tampa to here, which we did, I reflect a lot on things, and I'm incredibly grateful for things too.
Yeah.
Do you feel re-energized after your trips?
I'm sure I will also feel exhausted after. I mean, at the moment I'm in right in the middle, so I'm I'm feeling okay. I've got a bit of a cough. I'm not that good, but I'm not 100%. I know that when I get back, I will go for a week or so.
Yeah.
And that's not just jet lag. That is, you know, just tiredness from the journey and and just and post performance kind of meltdown. You know.
And finally, so just touching on the so best of luck with the rest of the trip. But just touch on finally the Centre of Collaboration in London.
Yeah.
For people who don't know, give them a little bit of an explanation about where it is at the minute and where it's going to.
So the Centre for Creative Collaboration is a University of London project. It's a two-year project. We're halfway through. We've spent the first year working out how the place can work, should work, having projects go through there, collaborative projects, anything really that helps people in higher education get together with people doing interesting creative things and work on collaborations together. What we're working on a lot at the moment is generating ways of generating revenue, because the funding for the space, and there is only funding for the space, the rent and the utilities and so forth, runs out at the end of this year. And so always part of the project has been not only how do we do this stuff and how does collaboration work, but also how do we make the centre self-supporting. And so that's what we're doing a lot of at the moment.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well,
Tuttle's there every week.
Yeah. What day is Tuttle on?
Tuttle is Friday, every Friday, 10 a.m. to midday.
Okay.
Everybody welcome.
Yeah, I need to make it down to your centre because I haven't been to Tuttle for a long time, and that's purely just distance. It's nothing else apart from that. Lloyd, all the best with the rest of the trip, and it's always a pleasure to see you, and your ukulele makes me weep.
Thank you.